A couple asked me a question just yesterday in my surgery. They are married for about 11 years and don't have any issue. And although the husband has reconciled to the fact, but the wife was still unable to understand. And her question was that apparently it seems, nauzubillah, unfair on the part of God Almighty that He gives children to those who have no means of bringing them up, or lack of food and other facilities, whereas those couples who are provided plentiful to bring up children, they are devoid of this blessing. Why is it so, sir?
It is not so. It is not so.
Sir, her question was that why is that couple not provided with children?
Well, that is a particular case. Maybe they are responsible for this misbehavior in the past, misconduct, free, you know, lifestyle, as you find here, promiscuous lifestyle. All these factors are responsible for these things, you know. When you are permitted to enjoy life freely without the bondage and responsibility of marriage, then you automatically go into family planning for reasons other than the food shortage. And when you do that, it so happens that after a certain age, when a woman persists in family planning, she becomes sterile. And this is why whenever married couples come to see me, I tell them to go soon for the first child. Don't wait long. Just for the sake of freedom and enjoying life for a few years, sometimes they commit this error. The result is that ultimately they are left sterile. And this I observed after, after meeting so many couples, you know. In Germany particularly, I came across so many couples who couldn't produce children, and I'm really surprised why the incidence is so high in Germany. But in each case, I discussed the matter, and mostly I was shocked to learn that those couples who were suffering from this, except, of course, there are a few exceptions, but generally, they had intentionally practiced family planning in the beginning. And ultimately, they were deprived of that capability to produce children. You know, sometimes some operations are carried out, sometimes some medicinal treatment is applied, and all these things have their damaging effects. And even apart from this, if a woman marries late and then again she goes into family planning after marriage, sometimes she's left high and dry and she can't produce children anymore at all. And for that also, there are cogent medical reasons. You know, the fallopian tubes get stuck up because of lack of usage. Some psychological factors must play their part in that. When the normal recourse to, conjugation is had, and the effect, the net result for which the whole system is created, is not permitted to develop. When artificial barriers are created in the way, and the machinery that God has provided us is not permitted to go full circle, the result is as I expect it should be, that those organs which come into semi-plays, but not full play, they become stale, and fat deposits begin to appear in that very fine tubes, ultimately blocking them. And the result is that the fallopian tubes are blocked, or some other ovarian problems occur, and the cycles are disturbed or destroyed. So even if you do not apply mechanical means or have recourse to chemical aids, yet there are possibilities
that if you delay the process, a process of childbearing, you might land into such difficulties.